This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you were watching television last night, you might have noticed your screen suddenly go black in certain parts of the country. It was the result of the latest skirmish in a long-running war between Time Warner and CBS. Time Warner Cable says CBS wants too much money in return for its programs, so it blacked out the network shows in New York, here in Los Angeles, and in Dallas for a spell last night. CBS says Time Warner is, and here I quote, engaged in a campaign of disinformation voodoo mathematics. So, is a Haitian religion really the best analogy here? No. No, it's not. Marketplace's David Weinberg has a better one.
When I heard about the blackout, I thought of two dinosaurs fighting over a bone while an asteroid bears down on them. So I asked Harvard business professor John Dayton what he thought of my analogy.
That's interesting. Certainly the asteroid might overdramatize the risks, but it certainly captures the idea of risks.
Dayton suggested a supermarket analogy, where CBS is a new line of Coca-Cola and Time Warner is a soft drink distributor.
And the distributor is saying, I don't think your brand's very good at all. And then the twist, as you say, is that maybe supermarkets are going out of fashion.
CBS wants Time Warner to increase payments to the network by as much as 600%. They are, after all, the number one network. And they have the NFL.
The payments that ESPN is getting are five or six times the payments that the networks are getting. Sport has particular addictive properties.
I also ran my analogy by Morningstar analyst Michael Cordy. He agreed that the asteroid was overkill. The idea that new innovations will kill cable providers has yet to be proven. He set his analogy in a fancy restaurant.
Basically, two people that have had a really good meal and they're going to continue to eat well the rest of their lives, but they are fighting over the dessert.
The dessert being retransmission fees. CBS made $250 million on those fees last year. CBS's blackout could cause Congress to step in. It's done that in the past. And that could be bad for both parties. So, in the end, I think it's safe to say that Time Warner is a T-Rex drinking a can of Coke, and CBS is a Triceratops wearing a Peyton Manning jersey. And instead of an asteroid, it's a giant chocolate volcano cake. Or maybe Congress is the asteroid. Either way, I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.